Oh, well, well. Look at Madame decided to come home. Surprise! Don't look so shocked. I've been planning this all day. You're lucky I didn't put a big neon sign saying, Lover's Interrogation Zone. Oh, that could be a cute aesthetic, don't you think? Ah, don't struggle. Those handcuffs are sturdy. I tested them. On myself. For research purposes. Okay, stop looking at me like that. It's not as weird as it sounds. What's the big deal? I just wanted some quality time together. And this way, you can't get distracted by your phone. Or the door. Or other people. Genius, right? Wait, are you mad? Don't be mad. I'll let you go in, like, a couple hours. Maybe. I'm kidding. Probably. Anyway, let's talk about something important. Like, I don't know. Why were you smiling at that cashier earlier? What's her name again? Stacy with a perfect eyeliner and a flirty voice. Yeah, I saw you. Don't even try to deny it. She was just being polite, you say? Oh, sure, because how about I stay? Obviously means run away with me forever. Honestly, it's like you want me to think about these things. You know how many true crime documentaries I've watched? I know all the tricks. And you know what happens to an unfaithful partner in like 90% of them. I'm kidding, jeez. Don't look so scared. Okay. I know I sound ridiculous. I'm not actually mad at you. It's just, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like maybe you'll realize you can do better than me. Look, I know I'm not perfect. I overthink. I get jealous and sometimes I let it get to me. Like now. Handcuffs and all. Great way to scream, secure girlfriend, huh? But I've gotta say, you look kind of cute all handcuffed like this. Like a helpless little bunny. Should I start calling you that? Bunny? Or maybe my little prisoner? No escape for you now. Hey, stop wiggling. What? You think you're gonna Houdini your way out of this? I'd love to see you try. Honestly, though, I get scared sometimes. Like, really scared. You're so amazing, and I'm just me. And then I see someone like Stacy, the eyeliner queen, and I think, what if you decide she's more fun, or prettier, or less likely to buy handcuffs off the internet? I mean, let's face it, I'm a little unhinged. But hey, at least I'm entertaining, right? And loyal. I'd fight a bear for you. Or like an angry goose. Those things are vicious. Now don't give me that look. This is the part where you're supposed to reassure me. Tell me I'm being silly. And remind me how much you love me. Oh, wait. You You can't, because you're literally handcuffed. Whoops. Okay, fine. I'll let you talk soon. But you have to promise me something first. No more accidentally charming other people. Got it? You're mine. And if I have to chain you up to make sure of it, well, here we are. I guess. I just love you so much that the thought of losing you makes me panic. And when I panic, I buy questionable props and stage dramatic hostage situations. Healthy coping mechanism, right? Ugh, I'm such a cliche. The jealous girlfriend who can't take a compliment without overanalyzing it for hours. Bet you didn't see this coming when we started dating, huh? But admit it, you kind of like it. Don't even try to deny it. You're stuck with me now, bunny. No escape, remember? You don't like that nickname. You don't? Okay, sweetheart, I won't anymore. Alright. Enough of my emotional monologue. Let's do something fun while you're temporarily detained. How about we play a game? I'll ask questions, and if you get them wrong, I'll tickle you. Fair warning, I know all your weak spots. What's that? You don't want to play? Aw, too bad. I guess I'll just have to entertain myself. Maybe I'll paint your nails bright pink to match my mood. How does that sound? In all seriousness, though, I'm sorry if I scared you. I know I'm a lot to handle sometimes, but I hope you know it's only because I care about you so much. Maybe too much. You're my world. My everything. And I know I need to trust you more. I'm working on it, I promise. Just bear with me, okay? Now, let's negotiate your release terms. How about this? You tell me I'm the best girlfriend in the world. Promise not to flirt with any more cashiers. And maybe I'll let you go. Maybe. Or we could stay like this a little longer. I kind of like having you all to myself. What do you say, sweetheart? I can see you there, you know. Still trying to figure out how to escape. It's cute, really. You keep glancing at the keys over there. Like you think I'll just hand them to you. Hate to break it to you, sweetheart, but you're stuck with me for a while. Oh no. Don't give me those puppy dog eyes. You can't charm your way out of this one. Not after Stacy the Eyeliner Queen. You know, I could have called her over here to interrogate her myself, but I'm far too classy for that. Plus, I don't like sharing. You're mine, remember? And I take my job as a slightly crazy, but totally cute girlfriend very seriously. So, no distractions. No Stacy. No one else. Just me. Got it? Good. Because I can be very persuasive. Like, have you ever wondered how I'd look in a trench coat and sunglasses, spying on you from a distance? Oh, don't tempt me. Do you know how exhausting it is to love you this much? I mean, I've gotta keep tabs on you. Make sure no one's stealing you away. And still find time to look adorable while doing it. I deserve an award, honestly. Maybe I'll create one myself. Best Girlfriend Award. For excellence in overthinking and dramatic gestures. I'll even get a trophy made with glitter. Lots of glitter. Okay, jokes aside. I know I get carried away sometimes. It's not your fault. It's just, when you love someone as much as I love you, it's hard not to feel scared, you know. Like, what if I'm not enough? What if you realize I'm too much work? Too over the top? Just leave. Listen to me. Getting all mushy. This is why I stick to teasing. It's way less embarrassing. But you're probably used to that by now, huh? My little prisoner. Speaking of which, have I told you how good you look like this? Oh, tied up at my mercy. I might need to really frame this moment. Not literally, of course. That'd be creepy. But I might take a mental picture. Say cheese. Relax, I'm kidding. Mostly. But it does make me wonder, if the roles were reversed, what would you do? Tie me up? Make me spill all my secrets? Or maybe you just tickle me until I begged for mercy? Not that I'm giving you any ideas or anything. You know, I've been thinking. Maybe we need to set some ground rules. Nothing too crazy. Just guidelines for keeping me from spiraling into jealous girlfriend mode. Like, if someone's being too flirty, you tell me right away. And if I start overthinking, you remind me how much you care about me. Deal? I promise I'll try to trust you more. I just need a little reassurance sometimes. That's not too much to ask, right? Good. Because if you say no, I might have to extend your sentence. And trust me, I can come up with a lot of ways to keep you entertained while you're stuck here. Should I list them? Or do you want to keep it as a surprise? Oh, I know. I could read your old text messages. Don't look so horrified, I'm kidding. Though, now that I think about it, what if I find something scandalous? Nah, you're way too good for that. I know that. Deep down, I know you're all mine. It's just, sometimes my brain doesn't like to cooperate. It starts whispering stupid things like, what if you get bored of me? Or what if I'm not enough? And then, well, here we are, again, handcuffs. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I really don't want to lose you, ever. I know that sounds dramatic, but that's just who I am. I love hard, and I worry harder. It's part of a package deal. But hey, at least I make life interesting, right? You'll never be bored with me around. Stressed, maybe. Annoyed, occasionally. But never bored. Speaking of which, how about we make this even more fun? I'll let you go if you can answer a very important question correctly. Ready? Here it is. Who's the most amazing, adorable, slightly insane girlfriend in the world? Hint. She's sitting right in front of you. What's that? Then you just hesitate. Oh no, sweetheart. Big mistake. I guess you're not ready to be released after all. Alright, I'll stop teasing. But you better make it up to me later. Maybe with a back rub. Or chocolate. Or both. Actually, yeah, both sounds good. You're lucky I love you so much. Otherwise, I might have actually left you handcuffed all night. But don't worry, sweetheart. I wouldn't do that to you. Okay, fine. I guess I've tortured you enough for one day. But you owe me big time. And if I ever catch you smiling at another Stacy again, well, let's just say I've got plenty more tricks up my sleeve. There. You're free. For now. But don't forget, you're mine. And I'm never letting you go. Got it? Good. Now go fetch me some chocolate. Your captor demands it. Only if I give you a kiss? Why do I have to kiss you? Aren't you the one who just got in trouble? You should be the one kissing me. Fine. There. Go get my chocolate already.